Hi, this is Paul Ingram of PainScience.com, and this is your audio version of the post Fainting Follow-Up Vasovagal Syncope versus the Vagal Maneuver, plus a Vagus Hype Glossary. I've only fainted once in my life. I was on Main Island, one of the beautiful Gulf Islands of British Columbia, Canada. I had been out hunting oysters in the sun. And when I got back to the farm where I was working at the time, I tried to shuck my first oyster with a screwdriver, and it slipped and plowed into my palm. Oops, out like a light. I felt like a robot shutting down and then very slowly rebooting. I still remember the view of the kitchen floor as I tried to remember who I was. Good times. That was classic vasovagal syncope, fainting. Syncope just means fainting. It's medical jargon for fainting. Perfect synonym. It was classic vasovagal syncope with all three of its classic triggers. Seeing blood, stress, exhaustion in that case, and prolonged standing. Anyone else got vasovagal syncope stories? Probably. Most people have had the experience at one time or another, and some people do it on the regular. That story introduces my otherwise rather dry idea for a post, clarifying the many confusing terms related to the vagus nerve and reflexes and fainting. This began as a simple follow-up post to a post that I wrote in early September about vagus massage, also known as the vagal maneuver, which doesn't actually have anything to do with the vagus nerve. I offered just one half-hearted reason for that odd naming glitch, but then I thought of a better one later. The so-called vagal maneuver may not have anything to do with the vagus nerve, but it does have something to do with fainting, because it can cause a faint by lowering blood pressure. So the vagal maneuver misnomer, maybe thanks to the fainting link to the more widely used term vasovagal syncope. That's just a guess. Researching the etymology of vagal maneuver would take more time than I think the topic deserves here. But trying to explain the confusing overlap of all these terms, that's more useful. Tricky, but useful, I hope. Plus, it's nearly impossible to understand my simple follow-up point without a glossary of terms related to vagus nerve hype. There's how many terms to find here. This glossary has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm going to start with the longest, the vagus nerve itself. 7 terms, starting with the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is a mighty nerve that descends from the brain and plugs into practically all your guts. It regulates visceral function and is often touted for its potential to relax and restore homeostasis. Vagal therapy hype be like, because your vagus nerve regulates everything, maybe it can fix almost anything if we just tickle it? Electrical stimulation of the vagus might actually be useful for chronic pain, which is why I'm writing about any of this. But all the other vagus stim methods are super hand-wavy. Okay, that was the longest one. Most of the others are half that length or less. Next up is syncope, which is, as mentioned above already, just the medical term for fainting. And now reflex syncope. This is a category of fainting that includes both kinds of syncope described below, plus an extra one, situational syncope, which is fainting from a variety of other triggers, but most famously after peeing. Your classic situational syncope is getting up in the middle of the night to pee, peeing, and then fainting on your way back to bed. Okay, so that's the category of reflex syncope. In that category, we have the vasovagal syncope. That's the most familiar kind of fainting triggered by stress or stabbing your palm with a screwdriver. Vaso for blood, vagal because it is actually mediated by the vagus nerve. This is not the same as the vagovagal reflex. Let's define that now, mostly just as contrast to vasovagal. It doesn't really have much to do with vagus hype. The vagovagal reflex is a complex reflex that mainly kickstarts digestion in response to distension of the gut. The next kind of fainting now, the kind of fainting triggered by the carotid sinus baroreflex. So this is another member, one of the three members of the reflex syncope category. The carotid sinus baroreflex is a blood pressure dropping reflex triggered by pressure, baro, in a wide spot, sinus, in the carotid artery, where it forks beside the Adam's apple. And this is controlled by the glossopharyngeal nerve, not the vagus, which is why it's weird that triggering this is called the vagal maneuver. And that's our last term. The vagal maneuver is triggering the carotid sinus baroreflex with massage. Weirdly, has nothing to do with the vagus nerve, despite the name, and maybe that's because of the conceptual overlap with vasovagal syncope, the fainting connection. The vagal maneuver, fainting from the vagal maneuver can be surprising and unpleasant, but is mistakenly described as dangerous by many professionals, maybe to hype the power of vagus nerve stimulation. A mistake based on another mistake. Derp. And that's the glossary. The inevitable punchline for a post like this has to be clear as mud. Probably not. Or, yeah. This is very difficult to clear up these concepts. I hope I made it entertaining. I certainly had fun trying, and there's no question that I understand all of this stuff myself much better after the extensive tinkering with these definitions that I went through trying to get it all straight in my own head. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.